ברוך השם. So, תורה למד חט. מיטוטי מוהר"ן. So, we talked about people that can find themselves in the hands of Yetzer Hara, that they don't really know what they're doing with themselves. They just have a certain desire to talk and to do things, and they don't really know who is forcing them to do what they're doing. And I saw once and a speech of a person named, you know him for sure better than I, Malcolm X. And over there, Chokhma Bogoyim Ta'amin, you need to believe, you need to learn, you need to listen. People have a lot of wisdom. And he said over there, who made you hate the color of your skin? Who made you hate the shape of your nose, the way your hair looks like? Who made you hate your brothers? You need to check. You need to ask. He's not saying. Of course, you can think, but your problems that you have, what did you go through in life? You need to check. Is it really me? You hate someone, you have problems with yourself, you're fat, you're short, you're low, you're bright, you're dark, you're whatever. You don't know how to dance, you don't know how to talk, you don't know how to walk, you don't know how to express yourself. And you have problems with it. You need to ask yourself, who made me hate myself? Who made me act like that I act? Who brought me to that place? When you're going to investigate, you're going to find inside of yourself the answers, the deep answers to who you are inside, you're not going to have no more problems with yourself. And that's the key for your success. Because when you're not cooperating with yourself, when you're not one with yourself, so who are you? You hate yourself, so how can you succeed? If you hate yourself, if you're afraid to succeed, if you're afraid to be who that you are, so how can you succeed? If you're afraid to say your name, you're afraid to say I'm Jewish, you're afraid to call yourself in your Jewish name, you're afraid, so you're not letting yourself be who that you are. So how can that person that you are inside can glow? Can be happy, can be who that he is? How much you can fake? How many years you can fake? How many years you can fake? In the end, you come to a place that you forget who you are. You forget yourself. You can start with denying, you deny. Okay, 1 year, 2 years, you suffer. When you get used to that, this is it. You don't know how, like Rabbeinu is saying, you come to a certain place that you don't know the way back. You need a shepherd to call you, and even when he's calling you, He's whistling, he's shouting, he's calling you. You don't recognize the voice because you forgot you're a Jew. You forgot who you are. So even when they're calling you in Hebrew, you don't hear. They're calling you in your Hebrew name, you don't recognize that it's you. They say, Yochanan, Yochanan, they say Matityahu, they say Yirmiyahu, they call. It doesn't ring no bell anymore. And when they say, do tshuva, you're not waking up. And when they say you can pray, you can talk, you can succeed, Hashem is with you, Hashem loves you, it doesn't ring no bell. It doesn't wake you up. So this is why there is that story on Rav Lev Yitzchak Miberdichov that he said once that when he feels that Tisha B'Av is coming, so he feels a pinch in his back, a pain, a sharp pain in his back because of the destruction, because of Beit HaMikdash. Rabbi Natan said on that, and us, that we don't feel that pain in our back, that pinch, that sharp pain for the destruction. We need to feel that pain on the fact that we don't feel the pain. You wake up from the fact that you're asleep. You say, hey, I don't care from Yirat Shamayim. I'm not guarding my eyes. That's supposed to scare me. On that I need to think, how can it be that I'm not guarding my eyes? A righteous man is saying, how can it be that I saw one bad eyesight? Like that he'd been told on the Rabbi Aaron Mibel's that he never saw no woman at his life. And one time when he lived in Tel Aviv, in his house in Tel Aviv, so you cannot say also that you cannot live in Tel Aviv and guard your eyes. He lived in Tel Aviv and he guarded his eyes. And the second floor, one time he went to the window and he opened his eyes in front of an open window. And he saw a woman walking in the street, and he fell down on the ground, on the floor of his apartment, fainted, and no one could wake him up. And whatever they tried to tell, he was, every time that he woke up, he fainted again from the thought. He saw a woman. He was so far from that. What woke him up in the end? That the helpers, the shamashim, they looked also. They saw it was his wife. When they told him, it was your wife, you saw your wife, he could breathe. It was okay. He never saw his wife before that. Now you can understand that that's obvious. Only when he realized that he haven't sinned. So okay, you see, that's the pain of tzaddikim. Righteous people, they cannot sin. Okay, you can sin. So you need to feel the pain from the fact that you can sin. At least something. At least something. And this is what the Rabbeinu is talking to us all of the time about, that good point. One nekudah tova. You should find something that you do have. You have a regret. You're not able to be like Yitzchak Avinu, that he's winning Hashem in Midat Adin. He's not afraid. He will never gonna sin. He's fighting back. He's fighting. Okay, we're not holding that level of Yitzchak. We're not holding. You see also Yitzchak, why, look, you open the Chumash, you almost cannot see nothing on Yitzchak. Almost nothing is told on Yitzchak. You have a lot of stories on Abraham, full parshiot, and on Yaakov, and on Yitzchak. A very thin part. Why? Because he was succeeding. Because he was strong, he was powerful. From all of the downs of Abraham Avinu, from all of the mistakes of Yaakov Avinu, you have the Bible, you have the Torah. From the mistakes of the golden calf, you have parshiot. From the contaminations, you have parah aduma. You have full parshiot with Pinchas. Because of the sins, you have Torah. If you're going to check inside of yourself, you're going to see that the main reason that you came close to Hashem Yitbarach is because of your downs. Your downs brought you to the right conclusions. They brought you to humility. And when you're humble, you can find Torah. You can contain the water of the Torah. When you're arrogant, you cannot. Yitzchak Avinu could be in both of the places. He could succeed and stay humble, so you cannot learn from Yitzchak. You, that you're not in the aspect of Yitzchak, you're in the aspect of Abraham, you're in the aspect of Yaakov, you're in the aspect of a person that is falling, like David HaMelech, he's falling and falling and falling, and he just needs to scream to Hashem Yitbarach. You have to have that war of fighting on finding those good points in your life. And the good point of regret, of charata, it's not something that just, okay, after the fact, alright, I'll do tshuva. Because the tshuva, it's a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us, that's going to bring us to a higher place than the place that we would achieve even if we wouldn't sin. With Kabbalah from Rav Avraham ben Rav Nachman, that Rav Avraham ben Rav Nachman said that the place that we're going to achieve after 120, after the world, the neshama of Adam HaRishon is going to come to its purpose, going to finish the tikkun of the world, going to be even higher than the place that Adam and Chava were holding before of the sin in heaven. And Rabbeinu said, I'm going to fix you, I'm going to bring you to a place that is higher than your root in the neshama of Adam HaRishon. If you're from the shoulders of Adam HaRishon, Rabbeinu is going to bring you to the forehead. You were in the forehead, Rabbeinu is going to bring you to the thoughts, to the neshama of Adam HaRishon. No matter where you came from, Rabbeinu's got the ability to bring you higher. Why? Because he's going to teach you how to do tshuva. To do tshuva, it's something that includes two things. First of all, it's your part in the tshuva, how I'm going to do tshuva. And the second is that Hashem is accepting your tshuva. You need to have faith in both of those things. First of all, you need to believe in yourself that your tshuva counts. That you're important, that Hashem loves you, that Hashem wants to hear your tefillot, and that every regret, every word of tshuva of yours counts. Like the Rabbeinu is saying, even tnu'a kala, even a small movement that the person just He wants to move closer to Hashem Yitzvah. He's doing the smallest things in Avodat Hashem. The smallest thing, it counts so much in the eyes of Hashem. That is your side. It's not the side of Hashem. That is your side. That you are close to Hashem. Hashem's side is that when you do tshuva, Hashem is not chasing you after it. This is it. Hashem is accepting your tshuva. You need to understand that. Because a lot of Baalei Tshuva are doing Tshuva and they hate themselves after doing Tshuva. And they say it's not the way you need to do Tshuva. But you're arguing with simple Gemarot that are teaching you how to do Tshuva. You're arguing with Shulchan Aruch, with Rambam Meforash that explains how you need to do Tshuva. And if you follow the Rambam on how to do Tshuva and you make Tshuva like the Rambam says, what else do you want except of the reward? What else do you want? Except of to just believe that you made tshuva and you're clean. Clean. Like a baby that just born. That you have a face of an angel. This is it. That never sinned. The face of a baby. This is it. You need to believe in it. What you want? Hidden righteous people to come and tell you that? You need to believe in yourself. That's your job. Hashem believes in you. Hashem woke you up this morning. Hashem gave you power. Hashem gives you life. Hashem gives you the ability to see, to walk, to eat, to drink, to talk, to think. Hashem is with you. Can you stand by yourself without Hashem? No, Hashem emitu mechayeh. Hashem kills and gives life. So if you're alive, Hashem gives you life. You're not alive because you're still young. A lot of young people died. You're not alive because you're eating good food, organic food, whatever. Nonsense, shtuyot. A lot of healthy people didn't woke up. Healthy people didn't woke up. Hashem gives you life. So if Hashem gives you life, it means that He wants you alive. He wants you to be alive. This is it. Hu chafetz b'cha. He wants you. This is it. You're alive. He wants you. Chafetz b'chaim. Hashem is chafetz b'chaim, chafetz chaim. You're alive, Hashem chafetz. This is it. Hashem wants you. From Hashem's side, this is it. It's all okay. Hashem wants you. Hashem wants your tshuva. Hashem likes your prayers. Hashem kone hakol. He buys everything. What else you want? He buys everything. Every crooked prayer, He's buying. Every confession, He's buying. Every limud Torah, as low as it can be, He buys everything. Ata koneh hakol, you buy everything. He buys everything you sell. Everything you tell Him, He buys. He takes. Because He loves you. Because He knows this is what you have to give. This is your heart today. This is your brain today. Those are your eyes today. What can I do? Your son is coming to you. Mommy, father, papi, how you call him?
Papa.
Look what I made for you in the kindergarten. He brings something you cannot find the beginning and the end, and full with mud and nonsense, and they glued some leaves and earth ground from the ground. And look! Okay, wow! Sorry. Why? Because he's not able to write a novel now. Okay, so you take that. This is what he brought his heart. Kudsh Baruch Hu li babai, he wants your heart. When you bring your heart to Hashem Yitzvarach, Hashem takes it. Just bring your heart. That's the side of Hashem. Hashem is always there. Our side is that we need to believe in that. That we need to believe in that. And on that is the fight, the war of Yetzirah all of the time. To talk Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. Always saying bad things on you. Always. To let you feel so low with yourself. Always. You keep mitzvah and it's rebuking you on that mitzvah. You keep Shabbos and it's fighting with you. It's not. You cannot call it Shabbos. You respect your wife and you say it's not the right way. All of that, you do what you're able to do and you not fulfill your obligation. It cannot be. It's a lie. If you do, so you do. How are you going to tell if you did or you haven't? If you're going to believe in yourself. You need to check. If you know, I done. I kept Shabbos. This is what I know about Shabbos. I'm sorry. So I was wrong. I had Yetzirah. Can I overpower my Yetzirah? If the Gemara itself is saying to us that Ilmalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro Eino Yacholo, that without the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu you cannot win. If Hashem haven't helped me and I failed, how could I win? To be blamed now on my failure. If Hashem would have helped me, I wouldn't fail. There is no place to blame ourselves. Wake up.
wake up, guys, wake up, wake up, wake up, no, wake up. No place to blame ourselves at all not. Why? Because the Gemara is saying, בכל יום, every day, יצרו של אדם מתגבר עליו להורגו. The Yetzirah is overpowering on the person to kill him, every day. And Rabbeinu said that the Yetzirah wants to make the person meshuga mamash, wild, lunatic, lose his head, meshuga. To be wild, to forget everything, to curse, to scream, to want to kill, to mamash, to put him in a mental care house, in a special place, mamash, to lock the door. He wants to make the person meshuga, totally, mamash meshuga. Every day, this is what the Yetzirah wants to do to the person, to every person. And if Hashem will not gonna help him, that poor guy. And no yacholo, he cannot win. Okay, so now you lost. Now you failed. What it means? That Hashem haven't helped you. So why you blame yourself? You have only one person to blame. Only one to blame. Okay, it's him. Hashem, you could help me, and you haven't. Okay. Now I need to see how I'm judging you, Hashem. How I'm thinking about you. What's my way of understanding you? If I believe that you're all good, so okay, there's a message in my failure. You brought me to that failure, to that down, to that loss, because you wanted to teach me some lesson. And that lesson is more precious to me than $1 million, than gold, and pearls, and diamonds, and whatever. Because Kirvat Elokim Lito, because I want to be close to Hashem. And then you love the rebuke. And then you can learn from every situation. From the worst downs of your life, you're going to learn, who are you? Who am I? And as much it's written, the Gemara is saying, and what can we do? The generation, Hashem Yazor. People that learn Torah, even for years, they don't understand the simplicity, the honesty, the sincerity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When He's talking to us through the Torah, He's just saying to us, I'm here. And we're not getting it. And it's so hard to understand. Kol ha-gadol mechavero, it's written, Yitzro gadol mimeno. Everyone that is greater than his friend, his Yetzer Hara is greater also. So now you see yourself, the meanest person in the world, the lowest person in the world, the cruelest person in the world, mamash, the worst liars of them all. What is it saying on you? That you're the best. That you can be the best. It doesn't mean that you're now the best. Your Yetzer Hara is the worst? Great! So who can you be? The best. How could Moshe Rabbeinu hold himself as the worst person, even worse than Bil'am? Moshe wasn't a liar. He checked himself and he saw that he is really the lowest person in the world. Alright, he never sinned, but he was capable of. He was fighting with himself not to sin so hard that we cannot imagine. Cannot imagine. And because if not, so he's nothing. So Moshe Rabbeinu is nothing. Because kefum tzara agra, according to the suffering, to the effort that you put in Avodat Hashem, this is how much you're going to be rewarded. So Moshe Rabbeinu, we believe that he is rewarded. So based on what? On his success. If Hashem gave him everything, it was just mamash, and all everything was served to him on a silver plate. So, what's the success of Moshe Rabbeinu? No success. Just gave him and gave him. Oh, he was born, he was the son of a king, he was a millionaire, he had everything, he had friends, he had success, he had connections, everything was perfect for him. No reward on that. Only because nothing went like that he wanted. Like Rav Shalom once said on the book, Shivchei Aran, Praises of Rabbi Nachman Ibreslev. If you read, first pages, You immediately want to change the name of the title of the book to the failures of Rabbi Nachman. All of his childhood, all of his youth, all of his life, full with failures, downs and difficulties and hard times. There is only one thing that can take you out from that darkness. It's the faith in yourself. That you believe, if I'm alive, so it's possible that I'm going to succeed. I can make it happen. Hashem going to help me. Hashem helped me until today. He's going to help me tomorrow. And you failed again. Nothing happened. David HaMelech is saying, Mima'amakim kratich Hashem. From the depths, plural. Not from one pit that he fell into. From the depths. He fell one time and he called Hashem and Hashem haven't helped him yet. And he fell even lower. And from there he's keep on calling Hashem. וגם כי אלך, and also if in the future, if I'm going to walk in the valley of death, I'm not seeing nothing bad in front of my eyes because your Hashem is with me. You understand that Hashem is with you. You're not afraid even from your downs. Even from your failures. From your big defects. From your sins. From your crimes. From your mistakes. You're not getting scared from your Yetzirah. You learn from that on the greatness of your soul. Because Yetzirah, he wants to attack special matarot, goals,
purposes.
He wants to take down important people like the Nazis. First of all, they took all of the leaders, all of the rabbis, all of the powerful people, the famous people. They took them down first because a nation without a shepherd, without leaders, they're weak. They don't have no powers. So if you see that Yetzer Hara is kicking your head, is breaking your face to pieces, pushing you down and to the ground and kick your tzura, what can you do except of to believe that the Yetzer Hara hates me? Why he hates me? Because I'm good. I'm good. I'm awesome. I'm amazing. I'm beautiful. I'm charming. I'm wise. I'm perfect. Hashem loves me. And if Hashem loves me, Hashem never wrong. Hashem knows exactly why He chose our nation and not another nation. He knows exactly for what we're made of. We're made out of good, out of pure soul. And this is it. And you need to believe that you're part of that nation. And Yetzer Hara is telling you, you're not. Look how far you are. Look how different you are. Look at your skin. Look at your eyes. Look at your accent. Look at your ears. Look at your wisdom. Look at your hands. Look at your deeds. Look at your actions. Look what you do. Look what you've done. Always talking. You not even start the argument with Yetzirah. Don't listen to him at all. Whatever brings you to sadness, don't buy that. Don't buy that. Everything that pushes you down, don't buy that. Don't buy that. And even if you see that in books, and even if you see rabbis are talking, also rabbis can play in the hands of the Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara is powerful. Rabbeinu said that the flood will not going to come physically. That Borei Olam promised to HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to Am Yisrael that He will not going to bring down the flood again, Mabul. But a flood of epikosut, of bad thoughts against Hashem, lack of faith, He will going to bring. That's going to cover the highest mountains. Highest mountains is the highest rabbis, so-called rabbis. Not rabbis at all. Rosh B'nai Israel, it's a rabbi. The head of all tribes, all B'nai Israel. That's the letters of the word rabbi. Another rabbi, that he don't love all of Am Israel, that he don't gather all of Am Israel together, that he's not the head, the chief of all B'nai Israel, all of them. From all of the groups, from all of the adults, from all of the sides, from all of the countries, if he's ahead of one group, he's Reshaim Bachoshech Idamu. An evil person that's going to be quiet in darkness, that's going to die in darkness. That's not a rabbi. It's a Reshaim Bachoshech Idamu. Hashem going to take those leaders and going to drown them in darkness. They're leading Am Israel to a Holocaust. And we have the power to stop that. Because we came from the Holocaust. We came from those horrible places. From the camps, from the clubs, from the bars. We came from those places. One rude woman can be more dangerous than an oven in Auschwitz. She can kill more souls. After the people died in Auschwitz, they went straight to heaven. A person that walked after his lust and desires, he will never going to see the face of heaven. She haven't took him only from this world. She took him from this world and from the worst world to come. She killed him forever. The drugs and the bets and the alcohol and then whatever, the culture of the West and I don't know what, America. Take people and drowning them in the ocean. Take them all down. Why they have all of those prophecies? That they're so afraid that the wave going to come and wash them all. Because they need a wash. They need a wash. They need a wash. need to wake up. Need to wake up. We don't have those prophecies. We have an inner will, an inner holy desire that just pulls us closer to Hashem Yitbarach, and we're chafetzim b'Hashem, and we want Hashem, and we desire to see Hashem. And you start the tshuva process from nothing, from rock bottom. You wake up in the age of 20 or 30, and you suddenly have such a strong will to serve Hashem, and you don't know where it's coming from at all. You don't know. It's your soul. Your soul that was trapped so many years, so many lifetimes in lies and in lusts and desires, and this is it, it breaks. The body is weak. The body is weak. Yetzirah is just trying to confuse us with imaginations. You're going to do this, nothing is succeeding. Chaim told me, You ever saw a millionaire? Mm-hmm. Only in the movies. No millionaires at all. You can never meet them. No millionaires. Where are they? In the movies. In the movies. You know someone is a millionaire? Go talk to him about money. You're going to see the poorest person in the world, suffering all day long. He doesn't have a grosh, a penny, doesn't have. You ever saw a millionaire? No millionaires. Where are they? In the movies. World of imagination. You can hear on them in the news. Go talk to him. He's going to cry to you on the trouble he got. He hates his wife. He hates his children. Everyone disrespects him. No one loves him. Everyone using him, taking advantage of his money. He wants to die. He hates himself if he's not sick already. He doesn't have no reason to live. Just he's afraid. And all day long, he feels that people are lying to him and chasing him. And he cannot count no one. That's a rich person. It's not rich. It's the poorest person on earth. You have food, you cannot touch it. You have all lusts and your desires, and you cannot touch them. You cannot enjoy what you desire. You have food, and you're not able to eat. There is a bigger torturing than that. He's got everything, the potential to have everything. He cannot enjoy nothing. His heart doesn't let him do nothing. His heart is closed. It's not rich. It's not wealth. Poverty, it's hunger. The Olam gives us the power. The power is the faith in ourselves. And with that, we need to go and illuminate the world with the light of faith, light of hope. To let people have hope. To tell people you can believe in Hashem. You can succeed also. You don't need to change nothing in your life. Hashem made you as you are. You don't need to change nothing. You just need to open yourself to Hashem. Just let Hashem be part of your life. That's the letters. Those are the letters of the word tshuva. Tashuv, hey, that Hashem gonna come back. You cannot come back. You cannot do nothing. You cannot brush your teeth if Hashem don't give you the power. You cannot make money. You cannot make shalom bayit. You cannot have children. You're not able to do nothing if Hashem don't let you. Who pakad et Sarah? Who gave children to Sarah? Hashem pakad et Sarah. Why not Abraham? Because it wasn't Abraham. Because Hashem pakad et Sarah. Because a person can be with his wife for 20, 30, 50 years and they were not going to have children. And a person can say, how it happened to me? I don't know. She's pregnant. Hashem pakad et Sarah. Hashem gives children. Hashem decides when to give a child. And Hashem decides when to give parnasah. You can work like a donkey from the sunrise to sunset and not to have a penny in your pocket. Only debts. I know a person that makes more than $10,000 every month here in Eretz Israel. It's a huge salary. He's got debts. He cannot finish his month. And they're not doing nothing. They're just eating pizza and I don't know what. Nothing. They have two cars. Simple. Renting a house. And he's not finishing the month. And he's dragging debts on debts and I see, with half of it, we can open a Muna Center. We can do whatever. 40,000 shekels a month, and he's poor, he's broken, he cannot finish the month, he's suffering all the... Why? No blessing. No blessing from Hashem. Avrech sits in a kollel, learn 8 hours a day, have happy, go, respects his wife, buy a slice of pizza, benachat, and they're happy. No debts. Never, never. No, have no debts. Going to Uman every day, Baruch Hashem. Every year, going to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Baruch Hashem, paying 130 shekels for the mikveh, Doshinsky, benachat. Maze, live is heaven.
How can it be you have blessing of Hashem Yitzbarach? When Hashem is with you, you're healthy, you're happy, you succeed, you achieve your goals, you know on what to pray. When Hashem is not there, you're afraid, you're terrified, you don't know what to do, you're confused, you're lost. No one helps you, everyone hates you. Why? The light of Hashem is not there. There's no peace. There's no peace. And Shalom Batzamav. He's suffering from inside. He's struggling. He's got a war. Simple faith. Just breathe. Let Hashem in. Let Hashem in. When Hashem is with you, you can win. In every battle. In every battle. It all depends in the will. In the faith in yourself. If you attach yourself to your will and you're not moving back, never surrender, you're being stubborn, and you make another step in darkness, and another step in darkness, and another step in darkness. And then the ones that went through darkness, finally they saw a huge light. They saw a huge light. Suddenly, the darkness of the night changed to be the light of sunrise, of dawn. Suddenly the dawn is illuminating the face of the east, and this is it, and it's all bright, and you can see the way, and now you got it. Now you got it. You need to believe in yourself. How are you going to do that? You're going to work on that hard, to look, to search for the good points that you have inside, and not to surrender to the gossip, to the Lashon Hara, to the bad influence of Yetzer Hara talking nonsense on you. Nonsense on nonsense on nonsense. All of your sins, all of your downs are in secret of lifetimes that Hashem made something in the world that caused a body, and you trapped in that body, and that body is suffering and going through crisis in his life, and he's collapsing and standing up back again and getting it back to function, and then collapsing again and falling and standing, hills and valleys for thousands of them. Every person, everybody have to go to sleep, have to go to eat, have to go to the bathroom, have to take a shower, have to take a nap, have to walk, have to fix his fingernails, to cut his hair. All of the time have to go through things. It's the body. Realize that all of your actions and all of the physical aspect of your life, your physical mistakes, your downs, the words even that you said, it's also physical. All of those things are coming from the side of the creation, means the exile. The place that Hashem took the world to a certain journey, and now you're in a certain darkness with your body. You're still in the exile of the body. Exile of lust and desires. Exile of the nations. Exile of darkness. And when Hashem gonna illuminate the day, your body gonna function. Everyone gonna be healthy. Everyone gonna be cured. Everyone gonna be happy. No problems. Your job is not to work on your body. Your job is to work on your soul. And as much as you're going to let your soul express itself in the Bodedut, in the awareness, you're going to observe on yourself, you're going to check, who am I? What is my mission in this lifetime? Who am I supposed to be? As much as you're going to do that, you're going to let that flame expand and grow and illuminate more and more and more. And not only that it's going to illuminate your body, that's going to come back to function like it's supposed to, also going to illuminate the way, the path for other people. Because you're going to become to be a lighthouse for other people. Because when you work on yourself, other people are being inspired by you. And they look at you and they see a role model, an example for their life. How I'm going to be myself like that he is himself. That Yitzchak Avinu, he learned from Abraham how to be Yitzchak. Like that Abraham became to be Abraham. And Yaakov, he learned from Yitzchak and from Abraham how to be Yaakov. Everyone had a different sphira, had a different midah. That was chesed, that was gvura, that was tiferet. They're different. Totally different. And also the holy mothers were different. They were different. Everyone is different and you're different also. So learn from the righteous people how to reveal yourself, how to express yourself, how to let your soul reveal itself, find itself, and be who that you are. Believe in yourself. Thank you.